Give me some ideas. Okay, great. There it is. Good. Okay, gentlemen. Mr. Mill, see this for a bit.
I do have a copy of the minutes if you would like to look at them.
Any member like to? They got theirs? Okay. Thank you.
Someone with a question about. Oops. Question about. Someone has a separate meter box.
Right.
Correct.
Yep.
The contractor obtained a permit and then didn't finish the job.
Right.
Has anyone been back out to see if there's no cooking facilities?
No, it's not.
No cooking facilities in it?
Not at this time. There's no evidence.
Thank you.
Susan, this was tabled just for a survey,
correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So I see a letter attached to it.
That was received after.
After the record
after
had been closed. Okay,
yeah.
So we'll make note for the record then that the letter itself is not going to be part of the record and hasn't been distributed to any of the board members, correct?
Great. No. Okay, are there any further questions or concerns on the case? We've got the survey, and the question as far as the facilities are not there.
We don't have the pictures here.
We do. Okay.
There are at least two parties in opposition to it.
Yeah, well, there's opposition to it. What is the facility of the facility there?
Garage is too close to the property line of the farm where irrigation and farm equipment is run. And
mm-hmm.
Also, I believe on the side yard, Mrs. Grace was in opposition. But the meeting note says that the approval would create a substantial injustice to her property and that the building permit was issued for a 25-foot by 27-foot garage, and the garage actually measures 29 by 25 feet. Meeting notes says that the applicants were aware that the garage was in violation while being built and that the garage has a separate meter box.
Is the garage limited by number of floors?
No. Just a footprint. We go by square footage.
How much do you have to tear off?
It's 29 by 25.
What was that again?
How much do we have to take off?
125 square feet. If they were 600 square foot or under, they could be 5 feet from the side yard anyway, and it's 725.
So they got to take 125 feet?
They would have to.
They'd have to.
So if they were that much, if the garage was that much smaller, they could be right where they are.
It could be 5 feet from
right
the side.
Right where they are right
now. They're still 4.3 from.
Still 25% over
side.
What they're allowed.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Because
but, yes, but they are the 4.3.
Mm-hmm. And they still would be.
Yeah, they would still be in violation.
Right.
With the rear.
With the rear, if they were the right size.
Per the survey.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like they designed their roof run off into the neighbor's property. I'm not real comfortable with that second meter box. The access to the second floor.
He could do the same, he could do the same thing, one meter box. Maybe he could still let it out, one meter box. Or two meter box, doesn't make any difference, I mean.
Took up the same metal.
But that's, I mean, you, that's hard to catch, right? If someone turns that in, really.
Well, when they went to inspect it, they would notice it. The meter box.
Yeah.
For CO purposes, they would have called that at the time.
And this is, zoning is medium residential. If it'd been AR, they could have had an 800 square foot.
For the special use.
This, yeah.
But it still hadn't met the setbacks.
Correct.
We can't, you can't make them tear up the meter right though, could you?
No, I'm just, my concern is not about the meter. My concern is that it'll become an apartment.
Well, I agree with you there.
You know.
I mean, either that one meter or.
Or just one meter, they could.
Yeah, I think we'd do the same thing.
And that's where the size comes into play. If it was only 600 square feet, then it wouldn't be as much room and therefore less likely to be an apartment. But not only have they gained an additional 125 square feet below, but because of the design, they've gained about 100, at least 100 square feet up above.
He did say the contractor did it on his own.
Yeah.
Who
obtained the permit? The contractor? Yeah.
Yeah, contractor obtained the permit.
Then didn't finish the job.
And didn't finish the job with it.
I don't know.
It's hard to believe he didn't know what was going on, though.
No, I agree.
Yeah. I mean, somebody built something in your yard that big. I didn't question it. I don't know either. That cost him some money, but I know.
I mean, you know, what do you do? Say to the contractor, hey, just build me something back there?
Yeah.
He told him what he wanted.
Let's see that survey.
Survey.
It's a tough one, there it is now.
I mean, I don't know if that fence is on the property line, but it looks close. You know, obviously it's not on the property line, but it's down fast.
It's on his property.
Runs to the neighbor's property line. What kind of neighbor is that?
That's the neighbor's fence.
That's the neighbor. Is that the neighbor's fence?
His fence.
I thought that was a neighbor's fence.
That was a neighbor's fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if you look at those downspouts, they're run a good 4 feet away from the building.
Mm-hmm.
So is that fair to the neighbor? Might be one of the reasons why.
They're kicking up.
Yes, sir.
See it again. Thank you.
Hmm.
Okay, well, is there any further discussion? Or if not, are we ready to vote? If so, Chair will entertain a motion. On case number 10,466.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see the request meets the standards for granting a variance. There's nothing unique about the lot. It was created by the applicant, even though he wants to blame the contractor. There's not, you know, there's not a minimum to afford any relief. I don't see any of the standards that it meets, so I'd make a motion to deny case number 10,466.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Second. Okay. You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we deny case number 10,466. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is denied.